This is Moshe Hauer of the Orthodox Union. This afternoon, we are gathered on a very, very sad occasion. This has been a year where there has been so much death. The pandemic has brought so much loss to our community. But yet this past Thursday night, on the Va'omer in Meron, we suffered an exceptionally painful blow. The loss of 45 people, 45 members of Klal Yisrael, their sudden death. We've had days, sadly, over this year where we've lost similar numbers of people as a result of the pandemic, as a result of COVID-19. But there was something about what happened Thursday night, which was, of course, exceptionally painful. Lag BaOmer is the day that Pasku Milamos, the day that into Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and on this day we had so much death. This particular Lag BaOmer, the Gaon of Lag BaOmer, was a day of relief, sort of the collective communal sigh of relief from the difficulty of COVID. And instead of relief, more death. So many people young, vibrant, expressing their connection to Yiddishkeit, Jewish community, to die in celebration, literally, netach le'evo mecholeno, our dance turned to grief. We had originally scheduled this call for an hour from now, but the announcement of the funeral arrangements for one of the niftarim, for one of those who passed away, Donnie Morris of Teaneck, New Jersey, happens to himself be actually a member of the MPSY family, which will be held at 1:30 Eastern time. So we've moved up the call to 1 o'clock. We turn now, as we have turned always and especially over this past year, to Hagoyin Rav Hershel Schechter, Rosh Yeshiva, of Yeshiva University, for his words of Chizuk and Hadracha. Rav Schechter.
When one is sick, we all have an obligation to be mispalel that the person should have a refuah shleima. Kol Yisrael arevim ze bezeh. All of Kol Yisrael are one big goy, and a goy comes from the word giviyah, one body. So if another person is sick, it's considered part of me is sick. And the ikar tziruf, the ikar combination of all the Jewish people together, relates to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes that there are several mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. There are agricultural mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael because that's the only place where the agriculture is so important. But there are other mitzvahs that are not agricultural mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael because they're national mitzvahs, and only the Jews that live in Eretz Yisrael happen to be in Eretz Yisrael constitute the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So we have an obligation to recite tefillos and to do whatever we can to help those who are suffering to recover. Whatever, in addition to medical care, we have to always offer tefillos. And we have to be mekabel tzidu kadin over those who lost their lives. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos, kishem shemevorchem ala teva, kach mevorchem ala roa, just like a Jew is obligated to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when something wonderful happens, so too is obligated to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a tragedy occurs. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, what do you mean, kishen? What do you mean, just like, so too? But you don't say the same bracha. When something wonderful happens, we say, Baruch HaTei Ba'Neitiv. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's wonderful, he does wonderful things, marvelous things for us. When a tragedy occurs, we say the text of the bracha is Baruch Zayin Ho'emet. How can the Mishnah write Kishem Shemavachem Ala Teva in the same way Kach Mavachem Ala Ro? So the Gemara says, no, the text is different. The text of the bracha depends on your perception. If the perception is that it's a ro'a, that it's a tragedy, then the text of the bracha has to be Baruch Dain HaEmesh. We accept the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the perception is that it's something wonderful, then the text of the bracha should be Baruch HaTeiva Neitiv. But the Mishnah says Kishen because we have to recite the bracha of Baruch Dayan Ha'emes B'Simcha. How can you recite it B'Simcha? So in the Shulchan Aruch, the official explanation that's given is quoted from the Rabbeinu Yoina. In the back of the Gemara, they have the Rif on Brochus and the Rabbeinu Yoina's commentary on the side of the Rif. And the Rabbeinu Yoina explains, because we believe, our Amunah is, that Kol Ma'adavid Rachmanu L'Tavavid, God is a good God, and everything that he does is L'Tavavid. A lot of times we absolutely do not understand it. When the 6 million Jews lost their lives, were murdered and tortured to death by the Nazis, we don't understand how that is L'Tavavid. We're supposed to have a munah like that. I remember when I was a little boy before my bar mitzvah, my father purchased the set of Tanur HaMutzah by Abdul Katz. He relates an incident when half of the Slabodki yeshiva moved from Europe to Eretz Yisrael, because they heard a rumor that the governor was going to start drafting all the yeshiva bachim. That would destroy the whole yeshiva. So they moved, half of the yeshiva moved to Hebron. Then there was a tragedy in Hebron. There was a riot there. But before the tragedy occurred, one of the big rabbanim in the Hebron yeshiva lost his son. He had a son who was about 20 years old. Very promising and learning. And it was a tremendous tragedy. And they made up that the funeral was going to take place the next day at a certain time. The father came to the funeral an hour late. And Slabodka was known as one of the Musa yeshivas. That was one of the centers of the Limud HaMusa. And one of the most important ideas of Musa is, out of respect for other people, you don't keep them waiting. You don't waste their time. You have to be punctual. So they couldn't understand, how can it be that the head of the yeshiva came to his own son's funeral, came an hour late? He kept everybody waiting an hour. That was scandalous, but they were all embarrassed to ask him. So in the middle of the yeshiva, after the first couple of days, someone had enough courage to ask him, how come he came so late to his own son's funeral? He said, the halacha says in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to recite the bracha, Baruch Dayanu Emes, the simcha. How can he be the simcha? His 20-year-old son, who was just beginning to become a big Talmid Chacham, who's going to become a big leader in the Jewish people, who's going to develop to become a big rabbi, had so much potential. He just died. How can he say the simcha? So he had a review in his mind. It took him an hour, so he kept on reviewing. That we believe, Kol Ma'adavid Rachmanu L'Tavavid, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is L'Tavavid, so that when he would come to the funeral, he would be able to say the bracha, the simcha. The text of the bracha has to correspond to our perception. So we don't say HaTavavid HaMeita, we say Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. But based on the Amunah that we have, we're supposed to believe that this tragedy that occurred just now in Meiron is L'Tavavid. We cannot fathom how it could be L'Tavavid, but that's the Amunah that we have. The Gemara has a discussion regarding the bracha that we recite every day, Shacharis and Maariv, when we recite Kriya Shema, B'shach B'cha of Kumecha, how does the bracha begin? So one Chacham, one Amora in the Gemara says the bracha is Emes V'Yatziv, we believe in everything that we just recited in Kriya Shema. The other opinion is that you say Emes V'Amuna. So the Tosis points out that we make a compromise. In the daytime, in Shacharis, we say Emes V'Yatziv. And at nighttime, they say, Emes V'Emunah. It's usually understood to represent the idea that in the daytime, when everything is bright and the sun is shining and Jewish history is marvelous, then they say, Emes V'Yatziv, everything we say in Kriya Shema, we believe in. When it's dark, when a tragedy occurs, then we say, Emes V'Emunah. We have to have Emunah. That's called Kol Ma'adavid Rachmanu L'Tavavid. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is L'Tavavid. So we have, now we have the obligation to recite Tehillim. We have to see to it that we can give whatever medical care can be given to help those who are injured in this terrible tragedy to recover. We have the obligation. But in addition to giving medical care, the Torah tells us we have to offer tefillah. So I'd like to begin by reciting Perek Lamed. We'll say three chapters and fill them together. I'll say pasuk by pasuk. It's usually assumed that the first line in chapter Lamed is not really a pasuk. The perek begins with Aramimcha, and the first line is only a koteret. That's the introduction. So I'll read it together. Mizmor shir Chanukah shabayis l'David, Aramimcha Aranoi kidi lisani, v'loisi machto oivai li. Everyone should say yes, please. Mizmor shir Adonai Elohai Shivati Elech Avatir Po'eini. Adonai Ha'elisim and Shol Nafshi Chiyisani Miyor Dibor. Zamu Adonai Chasida V'hodu L'zecher Kodshoi. Yirega biyapo chayim birtzono, ba'ered yolim bechi, v'la boiker yino. Ba'ni amarti v'shalvi, ba'lem ot li oilom. Adonai b'ritzon chehem adato lahariyoi, shistarto fanecho, hayisi nivhol. Eilecho Adonai ekrod el Adonai eschanon. Ma betza bedami beriditi al shochas, ayoidecho ofor, hayagid amitecho. Shma adonai vichoneini, adonai heyeyoy zeli. Afachta misbidi l'macholili, pitachta saki ila tazreini simcho. Leman yizamecho chavod v'lo yidom adonai Elohai, v'yoy lo moideko. Next, we will cite chapter Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir lama alo, seso in ayal hehori, meyayin yobo ezri. Ezri, meim adonoi, oisei shamayim bo ores. Al yitein lamot raglecho, al yonum shemrecho. Hine lo yonum velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shemrecho, adonai tilcho al yad yiminecho. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko, v'yareyach baloilo. Adonai yishmarcho mikol ro, yishmores nafshecho. Adonai yishmor teizkol v'yecho, me'ato v'yad oilo. Next we will recite the last perek, perek kuf lamed. Shir ha-malos, v'imam akim kirosicha Adonai. Adonai shimo v'koli, tihieno aznecho kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmayo Adonai mi amoi. Ki im cho haslicho liman tivore. Ki vise Adonai ki viso nafshi lidvaro hofolti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboiker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbe imoi sudur. V'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avoinoi sod. I'm looking here, Rachim Aleihem, Yadziyem, Yitzor, Lirbacha, Me'afelu, Lirayla, Mishibud, Lirgula, Ashtar, Bagola, Vizman, Kariz, and I'm
Aramein. Shabbat, Abyssin, Rav, Mitzvah, Priyakov, Mashar, and Abdu Shleimai, Yuvarach, Yirate, as Kobat, Tzulim, Meiron, Bavur, Shalom, Mitzvahim, Bavur, Mitzvahim, Zakodesh, Baruch, Yimalei, Rachim Aleihem, Israel. This period of Sfirat HaOmer, as we are preparing for receiving the Torah, we know that one of the methods of Kinyan Torah, of claiming the Torah that are listed in the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos, is the quality of being Nosei Ba'olim Chavero, of sharing the burdens of others, sharing the troubles of others. It's perhaps the most direct expression of that characterization of Harsina, of being Ki Isha Chod B'Leiv Echad, of being Kol Yisrael, one man with one heart, that the burdens that are in the hearts of some are the burdens that are in the hearts of all of us. Beyond everything, before everything, we have this task before us, this responsibility before us, to think of each of these families affected by tragic loss and to bear with them in their burden. That's what will make Klal Yisrael one. That's the way we will be able to claim and to reclaim the Torah. There's so much tension within Klal Yisrael, and for this, at the very least, let us come together to feel for each other, to feel for all who are suffering. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may God indeed say the Torah, say no die, may He bring an end to the suffering, to the difficulty, to the death, to the pain, to the bereavement. May we see His Geulah Shleimah, His complete redemption, come very soon in our day. Amen.